What's up, everybody? It's your girl TK right here on another podcast episode of Working the Dash. Well, it is Monday and it is Labor Day, meaning that we celebrate all workers and we are just out here enjoying the sun. And if you can hear my background, you hear birds chirping, you hear wind in the trees, you hear lawnmowers going, and some other things. I'm just out here enjoying nature, and I hope you are enjoying today as well. What I would like to do today is just celebrate all of the entrepreneurs who are out there, and just let's talk about what entrepreneurs need to know about having true leadership skills. I thought about being an entrepreneur today specifically because while we may take a break from our regular 9-to-5s or the job I say provides our benefits, entrepreneurs, we just do not sleep. We continue to work, but there's something just a little bit layered, a little bit more layered about entrepreneurship. And entrepreneurship definitely it requires leadership skills. It requires communication skills, recruitment skills, delegation skills, and other leadership skills that actually makes you a phenomenal entrepreneur. So I just want to share with you communication skills for entrepreneurs, because as entrepreneurs, you are always going to reach turning points in your career, in your entrepreneurship career, and whatever it is you're doing as an entrepreneur, it's consistently going to be changing. Why? Because you're consistently going to be learning. You're going to be adding things to your mental database, right? And so those are going to be things that will affect your entrepreneurship. And we want to make sure that you are not relying just on what you think you know, but you must rely on what you are consistently learning, which is developing your critical thinking skills as you launch into new ventures. So as your operations grow, you need to understand that leadership and management skills become even more important. You may consider yourself a natural born leader, or you may have to work at it and have to really hone that particular skill. But with practice, you can strengthen your leadership skills and be very, very confident in those areas. Let's talk about communication for entrepreneurs. How do we communicate more effectively as entrepreneurs? What we do is we continuously create connections. That's right. We engage our networking base and develop the relationships that we have internally as well as externally. And we build support networks that enables us to seek advice, discuss ideas, and discover other points of view. You know, I'm out here, I'm in Louisiana hanging out with my cousins. And the one thing I love about being around other entrepreneurs and other people who are like-minded is because as we share, we begin to exchange ideas. And in that exchange, we start to really learn from one another. We start to glean. And as I'm teaching from one opinion and one aspect, I'm learning from yet another opinion and another aspect, and I can utilize that networking to build my business. Another way that we can build communication skills is simply ask questions. Show others that you care by taking an intense interest in what they are doing. Find out more about what motivates them, what motivates their personal growth and goals, and seek help as you need help. I would not be the person that I am right now if I did not ask for help. You cannot be intimidated by what you do not know, because here's the real deal to that. You don't even know what you don't know, right? So as you figure out, oh, this is something that I do not know, you cannot act as if you know and still be void of the information. Seek help by asking questions. Another thing we can do, share feedback. This is how you can really, really gain. I think this is probably number one in my book, is actually asking for feedback, because I say that feedback is a gift. In order to move forward, you must learn how to effectively accept feedback. Feedback is indeed a gift. It is something that is gifted to you from other people as you ask them how you are doing in whatever it is you are doing. If they do not give you the feedback that you're looking for, which is always positive. In fact, I don't even want all positive feedback. I ask for the critical feedback, because that's really what's going to help you grow, is that pruning and that cutting and the hard things that you really do not want to hear. That's what's going to help you, become even more fruitful and even more productive in whatever it is that you are trying to accomplish. So ask for feedback, share feedback, and appreciate the feedback. Don't get mad. Listen, tap somebody on the shoulder and say, don't get mad. Just ask for that feedback, incorporate that feedback, embrace it, and utilize it to build your business. One last thing I want to share. Always be inspirational. Find some way to be motivational and lead by that example. Let your passion and your purpose unite you and what you are doing. Listen, you cannot do anything without the passion attached to it. And also, go back to why you started doing what you're doing. A lot of times we have to reignite that passion pilot. We have to reignite that purpose. And in order to reignite that purpose, we must find out exactly what it is that started us doing what we're doing right now. What were we trying to solve? What is it that we were missing? What gap were we trying to fill? What crevice were we trying to work in? Go back and reignite that. Identify that scope, which is that why. And as you do that, utilize those tools and those resources to help you provide inspiration and motivation. One last thing I want to just say about this, cultivate your image. Cultivate your image. Depending on the industry of which you are an entrepreneur in, you may be able to really up your game, if you will. Hey, so if you were wearing sweatshirts, put on a collar shirt. If you were wearing a collar shirt, put on a tie. If you were, wearing flats, put on heels. Up your image. As we're moving into 2024, let's start doing things that rebrand who we are and really elevate what we are bringing to the table. Also, stay inside, stay connected to technology, try to master technology, get some digital equipment, software, get into some free classes, download some free apps, put yourself out there. Quit saying, I am not technically inclined. I want everybody to just stop it. Just say, stop it. Stop saying that I'm not technically inclined. I cannot do this. I don't know how to use a computer. I'm not into all of those apps and things of that nature. Listen, in order for you to stay involved in where we are right now, in the dispensation in which we live, you need to understand technology and you need to allow technology to work for you. Well, with those commitments, as an entrepreneur, I can tell you right now, with that commitment, with this effort, you can make small transitions that will make very big impact in your life as an entrepreneur, as well as being an effective leader. So make sure that as you are bracing yourself to be the master entrepreneur that you are and that you are trying to become, that you also layer those entrepreneurial skills with leadership skills, communication skills, recruitment and delegation skills, so that you can give back both socially and emotionally. You want to be able to do that so that you can touch the world with whatever that entrepreneurial gift that you have been given. Well, that's all for now, my friends. This has been TK on another episode of Working the Dash. I want you to do something for me. Please take time to share this podcast with somebody you know who can benefit from it. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a happy rest of your Labor Day. Continue to relax and enjoy your time this evening. And I will talk to you at another time. Until then, take care of yourself and take care of one another.